Well, I'm sure some of you saw the big hedge fund headline this week, and that is another major hedge fund is shutting down. The turmoil in the hedge fund industry is incredible, absolutely incredible. We've talked about it on the program, and I hope by now many of our Money Talk regulars have had the opportunity to read Black Edge by our recent guest on Money Talk, Sheila Kohatkar. Now, Money Talk On Demand subscribers, you can still access the entire interview with Sheila Kohatkar at Money Talk On Demand. She was on a few weeks ago. She's the author of Black Edge, which talks about the hedge fund industry and, in particular, the Steve Cohen SAC Capital hedge fund component of that industry. But more importantly, Sheila really captures what I would call the culture, if you will, of a good chunk, not all, but a good chunk of the hedge fund industry. And so not all hedge funders should be painted with the same brush. But Sheila Kohatkar in Black Edge, she's done a masterful job of painting a good corner of the hedge fund industry. So here we have another very well-known hedge fund manager shutting down the firm. This gentleman is named Eric Mindich, and he had one of the largest hedge funds of them all a while back. As a matter of fact, at one point, he had $14 billion under management in his hedge fund. Now, remember, the typical hedge fund charges a 2% annual management fee and 20% of profits going to the hedge fund management. That is a very, very high bar to clear for performance. And as a matter of fact, in the case of this particular fund, Eaton Park, Mr. Mindich has said that poor performance contributed to the decision. Now, he also said it's been a challenging market, but some would disagree, like those of us who have been fully invested in riding the bull for many years would certainly disagree that it's been such a difficult market. It's been a great market for many of us. But for him, he says it's been a challenging market leading to poor performance. In any case, about half of the money has already left the firm from its peak level, and as a consequence, he's closing down. Now, there have been a lot of hedge fund closures in recent years. I mean, there is a long, long list of hedge fund closers, and as a consequence, the industry is shrinking. What are you going to do? I mean, when money's going out the door, right, your business is shrinking. And by the way, tough year in 2016 again. Remember what a great year 2016 was for those of us in the market with double-digit returns? not for this fund. It underperformed the market in 2016. So, there you go. Now, hundreds of smaller funds have closed in the hedge fund sector because of poor performance and investor redemptions and complaints about the high fees. As a matter of fact, last year, 1,057 hedge funds closed the door or they were liquidated. So that'll give you some idea of what's happening. Now, there were some openings, but less openings than that 1,057 closings. And by the way, the number of active hedge funds today is at its lowest level since 2012. This really tells you what's going on out there. And the performance has been dismal. The performance has been pathetic. The HFRI Fund Weighted Composite Index, which is a broad measure of hedge funds, has only gained 2.2%. for the 12 months ending February. That compares with a 5% gain for the S&P 500 during that time, and I don't even know whether that figure includes the 2% S&P 500 cash dividend. So the underperformance is huge, and this is what happens, and this is what causes these hedge funds to close down. And this is what's going on out there, and it's continuing. And I ask you, does this have anything to do with the work done by Black Edge, by Sheila Kohetkar in Black Edge? Does this have anything to do with the fact that Sheila points out in her book that a lot of the money that made in the hedge fund industry was being made on the Black Edge? If you have a hedge fund that was making money on the Black Edge, then your fund was making money on inside trading. And if your fund was making money on inside trading, that's become much, much more difficult now, because inside traders have been called to the mat in recent years. There are many of them now serving time in the big house, including the gentleman pointed out that's in a 9-year sentence right now in Florida, early in a 9-year sentence for being accused of inside trading in the Wyeth Labs and inside trading scandal with Wyeth Labs stock, and also with Elon stock. That was over the Alzheimer's drug test results that were released early, resulting in a $275 million net benefit to one hedge fund. And that resulted in a 9-year prison sentence for the key figure in that inside trading scandal. And there's another inside trader serving an 11-year sentence. There are others serving other sentences. I mean, it's been a tsunami since they've cracked down on this. And guess what's happened? The hedge fund performance in recent years has fallen off a cliff. Could there be any connection? I'll leave that up to you. But if you read Black Edge by Sheila Kohetkar, you'll get a picture that most people have not until now had of what is going on in a sector of the hedge fund industry, and that is the sector that is involved with inside trading. Quite a story, and again, hats off to Sheila for a great job. And again, for those of you that have Money Talk on demand, you can hear the entire Sheila Kohetkar interview exclusively on the archived Money Talk On Demand program, which was just a short few weeks ago. And by the way, Money Talk On Demand, of course, enables you to download the program to your smartphone, listen when you like. And of course, the investment talk is year-round. You can sign up for Money Talk On Demand at bobrinker.com. Let's get Frank on the line in Michigan. Frank, it's your turn. Welcome.
Really enjoy your show, and I thank the management of WTCM in Traverse City for carrying your program.
Well, you have a great radio station there in Traverse City, and they do a fantastic job.
Yeah, they really do. I really enjoy that show, that programming that comes out of that station. I don't know if anybody's ever asked you this question, but there seems to be a lot of talk about when to collect Social Security. And my thought is, I don't have any children. I have some nieces and nephews that basically will inherit my assets when I'm gone. And so I'm thinking, why not take it at 62 and invest the money? This way, if I die, at least I've gotten some of it, and my family will get it. Because when I look at, my brother's a CPA, and he did like a spreadsheet for me, and it showed the break-even waiting to full retirement age is like 80 years old, or 80, almost 81.
If you wait till age 70 to take Social Security, I think that your accounting work that you've had done is correct, that you will not break even on that until after you're 80 years of age. I think that is accurate. And I think with the family description you provided, if you want to take it at 62 and invest it, I think you'll be fine.
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate that. That's what I was thinking, because I don't need the money, so I might as well take it, invest it, and at least then my family will get to enjoy it at a later date.